We've been choosing Republic Bank of Chicago all month long to help us out with Financial Literacy Awareness Month. Jack Nick joins us each week on a Wednesday. Hello, Jack. How are you doing today?
John, I am great on my favorite day of the week, my friend.
We like that. Is it for some other reason or is it because you get to join us on this show?
What other reason could there be?
I like that. We talked about credit scores and how we get better at those, how they're determined. I thought we'd talk a little bit about the business of lending. And I'm kind of curious, Jack, when we were kind of going through the process of egg donors and surrogacy, I was just like looking at what sort of capital I might be able to raise in case I needed something in a pinch. And I was thinking about like maybe a personal loan from a bank. Do banks give out a lot of personal loans, or do they mainly focus on business loans in their lending operations?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And it depends a lot on the individual bank. But I will tell you that personal loans are, I hesitate to say in vogue, but personal loans are viewed very differently than they once were. At one time, personal loans, in air quotes, were kind of like the loan of last resort.
Right.
With super high interest rates and for folks with kind of poor credit. But personal loans now are available broadly across the financial landscape, and they are no longer the loan of last resort. You can get very competitive rates on them. You can get very favorable terms, because I think banks across the board have realized lending, if we're going to lend money, it really depends on the individual borrower. So your credit determines the rate you get, the term you get. And again, a personal loan is a great example of a relatively easy option if you need money in a pinch, as you were saying.
Yeah. So I was wondering what the shift was, and it had to be some form of capitalism. Banks realized, hey, we are maybe missing out on a pool of money we could make for our shareholders and for our company and to support all that we do. But then maybe you're right. Maybe the ability now that we are much more able to kind of foresee the likelihood of a loan being repaid, helping a bank make a decision that is stronger for the bank and works well for the customer too.
Absolutely. There is so much data and just intelligence available out there on all of us. And sometimes that feels like a curse, but it really, in this case, it's a blessing. A bank can look at you and say, all right, you know what? John looks like this. I can very comfortably predict that he will repay his loan on time, the full amount, et cetera. Because again, there's such a wealth of data on all of us that builds up our credit score, that factors into the things that banks have available to look at today. Banks can make really smart decisions on each individual as opposed to looking at people in classes of borrowers and things like that.
Credit score obviously goes into that look of things. What about collateral? Like for a bank to give out a business loan or a personal loan, they've got to see something on the other side of the ledger to complete the equation, per se, if the loan isn't able to be met.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? There are personal loans that are unsecured, meaning there is no collateral needed. Those are a little bit more difficult to get because the bank is really relying on your credit score, your credit history, right? To say, hey, look, we're going to give you this money because we're so sure that you're a good borrower and you're going to pay us back. Most loans, like an auto loan, for example, perfect example, the collateral is the car that you're buying. So should you not be able to repay that loan, well, then the bank takes ownership of the car. And believe me, no bank out there wants ownership of anybody's car. We'd all rather everyone just pay their loan back as promised because we don't want to be car dealers. But that's the example of that collateral. If you buy a house, well, the house is collateral. If you get a home equity line, the house is collateral against that. And that's kind of the most traditional form of borrowing, where you are pledging something, the house, the car, some property as collateral for the loan amount that the bank is giving you.
When we look at credit that people have outstanding, we often break it down on a macro level on the economy in terms of, are these more fixed costs or installments, or is it revolving a credit that people owe? And whether the numbers go up or down on a macro country level can kind of foretell what might be coming up in the future, especially that revolving number. What is revolving debt, Jack?
That is the kind of basically what you carry on your credit cards, meaning you may pay it off all in 1 month and have nothing revolving or carrying over from month to month. But most of America, myself included, sometimes can't do that. So that credit, if you will, it kind of rolls over from month to month, that amount you owe, that debt. And the revolving part of it is, with a credit card, it's a little bit like an open door. Say you have a $1,000 credit limit and you use your card for $500. Well, when you pay off that $500, that $500 kind of revolves back into what's available to you. So it's kind of, as you pay it, it becomes available to you. As you use it, it becomes unavailable, and it just kind of continues on in that cycle, in which, again, the more you can keep it at zero, the better. But of course, it's there for you to use when you need it.
Absolutely. Jack, there's a lot of C's involved with credit. I mentioned credit scores and collateral. There's also like your capacity and ability to be able to pay. We're running out of time, but all of these things roll together. And at Republic Bank of Chicago, I know that you sit down with customers and you walk people through this. You want your customers to be as well educated on this as possible before they make any decision or even start exploring these things as options, right?
For sure. An educated client is one who, regardless of the role we play, we want our communities to have bright financial futures. We're there as a willing partner if they're willing to partner with us. But most importantly, we want everyone to know what's up so no one has any surprises and they can live confidently and comfortably.
Yep. April is Financial Literacy Month. You guys have been helping us out. And April 2025 has 5 Wednesdays. So we'll do it again next week, Jack, Nick, okay?
Wonderful, John. Thank you so much.
Great stuff from Republic Bank of Chicago. Bank smart. Bank Republic. Get connected today.